Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Miss a minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Comedian Josh Wolf and Colleen will be in the studio a little later on. Josh at the Funny Bone this weekend, tonight and tomorrow night. You saw Josh last night.
Yeah, right? I went last night.
I'm going to go tomorrow night. I love Josh's comedy. He's a very funny dude. Don't give him your closure, though. He might steal it.
I'll tell you.
All right.
I'm going to trademark pubic housing.
Jump on it now. And David Duchovny. We love David Duchovny. He got a new album out. He's also a famous actor. He'll be funding the program about a half hour, I believe, from now. Mr. Evans, got any big plans this weekend? Track still open?
Yes.
Still racing?
Yes.
Rubbing's racing.
Looking forward to that. Yeah. Well, except for
you don't want to rub in a drag race. Yeah, you don't want to rub in a drag race.
No, you don't want to do that.
No, leave that for your pants.
It was on this date in 1991, despite or maybe because of the charges of sexual harassment brought by Anita Hill, Clarence Thomas was confirmed as Associate Justice of the Supreme Court.
Yeah, he's a douchebag. He was a creep. He was an office creep. Is there a pube on your Coke? Is it mine? Or is it yours? I'm not exactly sure what he did.
At the age of 43, he became the first black conservative and the youngest to be confirmed and now the longest serving.
Yep.
I hear he's
the longest.
They need to
talking more.
No, you've talked once since then.
Oh, okay. Because I heard he hadn't.
Now, there was big news last winter when he spoke up.
Right, he hadn't spoken in 20 years.
I think he said, "Excuse me, I farted."
Yeah, something like that.
He didn't say, "Excuse me."
That was me. But,
it's unusual for him to speak up. Apparently, I thought he'd been doing it more often.
Unusual, didn't ask a question for years. Didn't ask a question.
No, because he's already decided which way he's going to vote.
There you go.
Going in.
I'm going the way Jesus would want it.
Was he married the whole time that was going down?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she's a Nebraska girl. That's why he's a Husker fan, and she's not. Screw her, too.
She's down the rabbit hole.
Yeah, she's totally down the rabbit hole. Worse.
Yeah, she was a Trump.
Way down. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
There's some horrible stuff that came out about her.
I wonder if he has to, he adds Coca-Cola to the shopping list, and she's like, oh, really?
He was a window away from me and Todd years ago at a Husker game. We were sitting in a little friend of ours box there, and it was a window, me and Todd, and on the other side of the window was Clarence Thomas and Tom Osborne. And at the time, we were having fun with both of those guys on the radio, which we still do. Now, they didn't care, but still was funny to see him right there.
You guys didn't get together in the hallway and have a rich man's beer together?
I said, oh, my God, it's Clarence Thomas and Tom Osborne. They love us.
Didn't hang out at the hoagie stand.
Oh, man. They love us.
Yeah, he was a. That was the university's box, I think.
Yeah, it was.
He was a guest of the university.
Yeah. Yeah, he hates women. Check out his rollings.
That place is like the ultimate job security.
Well, it's stupid. I mean, I don't care which side you're on. There should be term limits. For that particular job.
Yeah, because they end up being ancient.
Yeah, right. And it's political now. Really is. What's up, Craig? You made a face like you lost something.
I just forgot to go get it. That's all.
Nobody had Ray Fosse, huh?
Nobody had Ray Fosse.
Ray Fosse, man.
In our Deadpool.
Great catcher for the A's. Also a broadcaster for years. Died of cancer of 71. He's the famous guy that Pete Rose levels at the All-Star game. And Fosse's career was never the same.
No, that was a dick move.
Yep. It was.
You don't do that during an exhibition game. But it's a freaking all-star game. But
that was Charlie Hustle,
that
though.
That was back in the day. That's the way he played, and that was back in the day people actually wanted to win all-star game.
And you were allowed to hit the catcher then.
Yep.
That was completely legal. But at the same time, even then, they were saying
it was a dick move. Oh, sure. It was a dick move, right.
Still a dick move.
Right.
Thank you.
It's like Sean Taylor blowing up that punter during the, the Pro Bowl. Yeah.
That was a dick move, too. That might have been worse, actually. It was a freaking punter. A catcher is there. You're allowed to hit them back in the day. But you're right, it was a dick move at the back in the day. But that's what Ray Fosse, if you don't know exactly who he is, that famous clip is him.
Hey, you're barely allowed to hit a punter in a regular game. Yeah. You really shouldn't hit him in the Pro Bowl.
So he's nobody had him, Craig?
No.
Okay. He must have kept that cancer quiet.
No, it's a long time battle with cancer. Like, it was known for a long time.
Yeah, I thought it said like a 16-year battle with cancer.
I figured one of our geeks would be into that.
A few of
everybody
them.
Everybody missed.
Yeah, they find third string hockey goalies from Canada they put on those lists sometimes. You couldn't find Ray Fosse?
Exactly.
The turd didn't even have Fosse.
Well, odds are.
I think things are going to break, though. I'm with Puss on that. I think it's even going to break before Fogelberg season, which is right after Thanksgiving. I think between now and Thanksgiving, we're going to get some big ones.
I got a text from a buddy of mine yesterday. He has when we mentioned the Bobs that are at the top of the list.
Bob Dole and Bob Barker, right?
Yeah. Said he has a whole list that's nothing but Bobs.
Oh, all the Bobs?
Not a single hit all year.
Well, what other Bobs are in there?
I have no idea. All I didn't care enough to ask.
Costas.
Costas is fine.
Oh, he's a Bob.
I know.
Apparently all living Bobs. No dead Bobs.
No dead Bobs.
I imagine there's a few Roberts in there.
Either way, it's still a Bob.
Yeah. Newhart's got to be in there.
Oh, yeah.
Bob Newhart's in there.
Yeah.
Well, he's like 90, isn't he?
Yeah. At least. And his best friend died.
Why does he hate Bobs? He just wanted to make a Bob list?
I don't know. He just made a whole list full of Bobs.
Some people like to have a theme.
Yeah, I know that, but that was the old days when you don't win on themes.
No, but they're not necessarily playing to win. They're just playing for fun.
Right.
I think the theme of my lists are people that don't die.
People are calling Nick in the offseason with a
interesting strategy.
Put me on your list.
I'll live forever.
They're like, remember we used to play Who's Taller years ago?
And
people would always pick against
Vaguely.
Nick. It's the same thing. I'm on Nick's Deadpool list. I will live forever.
Yep. And then one
see
day,
you at Christmas.
Who's taller? Stop being fun.
Yeah.
And that's the mandate.
Yep.
When it's not fun, it's done. That's Craig Rule.
It got angry.
It did. Too much protesting.
Right.
It's kind of Puss's fault.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
For Googling stuff.
Yeah.
Right. For looking into things. Right.
It almost got like self-righteous at a point.
It did.
When people were... yelling at each other, arguing.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Drugstores have been locking up expensive items for years, but in some cities, more and more products are getting locked up, including bars of soap, deodorant, even toothbrushes. Apparently, it's an increase in thefts and shoplifting in those cities. I was hearing stories the other day that in San Francisco, from time to time, they're closing down some of the drugstores there because from time to time, people will just walk in, clear out the shelves and walk away.
And you're paying a guy, he's not going to fight you for it. He don't want to get hurt.
No. Right.
I'm working at Walgreens, I'm
call 911. Well, it still takes a minute.
Right. And the guy's leaving.
And the people are leaving.
Right.
So they just walk it. So from time to time at these drugstores, people will just walk in, gather up a bunch of stuff, and walk away.
Like a flash mob?
Not even that.
But they're dancing
all
the time.
But they're a real mob at that point.
Right. And just throw whatever they can in their pockets.
Yeah, or whatever. Just gather it up, put it in a bag, walk away. See you later. Thank you.
It sucks when anything's locked up, because if you're not a criminal, you just...
Which most of us aren't, but we have to pay the price for people being criminals.
I got to ask for the cold medicine. What else? I mean, certain neighborhoods, which is unfair, they lock up other things. That's racist.
They lock up the cognac.
Right, right.
A lot of boozes will just, only some will have like the plastic thing on top that you have to have cashier.
Right. Which is fine. You can pick it up at least.
No, but in the grocery store, they lock up the hypnotic and the cognac. You got to go to the customer service to get some Hennessy and have them open the cabinet up.
And all the good meth making stuff's all locked up.
Right. Yep.
I just got a head cold, for Christ's sakes. I'm not making meth.
Whatever.
Yeah.
It makes you feel like you are.
Right.
If only.
You bring the card up. I mean, I haven't bought cold medicine, the hardcore cold medicine, but that's the card, right, still? Because it's got that Sudafed in it?
Yeah, you got to go behind the counter. Right. Can I have some of that?
You have to go to the pharmacy.
Well, you can only have so much of that. Right. Okay, well, sign for this. Okay, fine.
That's one thing I miss about the pharmacy.
Me and 40 guys have head colds, I always tell.
I just used to yank that from the pharmacy.
Yeah, did you?
I'm not going to sign a paper.
No. You got meth to make.
Are lighters easy to steal? Because the lighters used to be sitting right on the counter, and now they're behind the cashier.
It depends on the place.
Every place I go.
They're right there at the checkout place. You can just pick them up.
No, I've always had to ask
Todd's
the cashier.
Hood is more dangerous than apparently the rest of ours.
Right.
Yeah, you live in a different hood.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with that. I'm just familiar with them being at the checkout line, I guess.
Yeah, some gas stations will have them where you have to like ask somebody to grab one. Others will just have them right by the cashier. Right.
Yeah, most places I
guarantee they're ripped off a lot.
You can't just grab one. You got to have the cashier get it for you. Oh, yeah. They're easy to lift, I'm sure.
But you're not going to fight anybody if you work there.
No.
You're going to get hurt over some guy ripping some crap out.
For $1.89 for a lighter?
Right.
So, you know how they've now started asking you, do you want your receipt?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm also remembering when you'd walk out.
Yeah.
And they'd say, let me see your receipt.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So occasionally someone will say, do you want a receipt? And I'll say, well, is someone going to tackle me on the way out?
It's a great question.
If I don't have a receipt?
It's a great question.
Because I asked one guy, he said, you want a receipt for this? I said, you're going to tackle me on the way out? He said, I'm not going to. I'm not going to. And right there's the door. You go.
Are you asking that way? Are you going to tackle me?
That's what come on. Tackle me.
My pants are loose.
Stealing.
You're going to wrestle me down.
I'm walking real slow.
I might have something in this bag I didn't pay for.
Twirling the ice.
Who's push fluffing?
Is Jane ready to go?
Huh?
Go ahead, Jane.
Hi, Jane.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
What's up?
Hey, we were in Minnesota for a wedding, and my sister's fiance forgot underwear.
Okay.
So they ran to Walmart, and all the Walmarts up there lock up men's socks and underwear. So you have to get someone with a key to come open it up, and then you can't take it up front with you. They have to take it up to customer service. You tell your cashier that there's socks and underwear waiting for you up there, and then they go get it, and then you pay for it.
All of Minnesota, you can't. Is it because everybody wants warm underwear? I don't know.
Yeah,
that would suck.
That happens for a reason.
I would get underwear someplace else if I lived in that area. There's no way in hell I would do that every time. You know,
they honestly said they go. It's because of the amount of migrants they have. Because when they come in, they don't expect how cold it's going to be up there.
Yeah, I get it. That's what I figured. So all the long underwear is going.
Exactly.
All right. Thanks. All right. Appreciate it.
Blame it on the immigrants.
Right. Yeah,
that's what somebody told her, because white people say it to each other it's okay.
You know why?
You know why?
You know those.
It's all them.
Those Somalians, they grow up stealing underwear.
Right. Yeah. So what happens to the coats?
They don't wear underwear.
Because if you eat socks and underwear, that'll keep you a little warm, I guess.
Well, the coats probably have those little tags on that you have to clip off anyway.
No, and there's parts of Minneapolis you can go where every ill is caused by the Somalis.
I'm not blaming her, by the way. She was told that by another white person.
She was relaying the information.
Yeah.
Well, you would definitely ask.
Right.
Why you got to hide the underwear? Somalians.
Yeah. They don't wear underwear in Somalia. So when they come here, they take it.
Timberwolf coats in that cage.
Why did the Vikings suck this year, Somalia?
I'm all for them then.
Yeah. Yeah, that's... I don't know, man. I would not shop for underwear at that place then. That's a Walmart, right?
Right. I would not shop for anything because it's a Walmart.
Well, that's true, but I'm just saying that... I mean, I'm not going to rip off stuff, and I'd rather, because for me, underwear is an impulse buy. I'm walking through Target, I'm getting other things up, throw some underwear in there. I always
have to buy, and by the time I buy underwear, like, it's needed.
Right.
Really, you never go out with the intention of buying underwear?
No.
You just pick up some impulse stuff here and there?
Yeah, that's it. It's always underwear. Not every time, but just so I always have underwear.
I'm the exact opposite. I'm like, it's like it gets to the point where, okay, we're going to go out, we're going to get enough, and we're not going to do this for another year and a half.
Well, I'm proud.
Or longer.
A year and a half? You're buying underwear all the time.
Yeah.
Or however long it takes. It's a mass buying, right. And then we're done with it.
I just get on Amazon and buy a dozen at a time, 30 socks. Yeah. I'm done. I'm good for a couple years.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm good till I lose it all.
All the time.
That is true. You can go years without buying underwear. Yeah.
Although I am proud when I throw away underwear. I feel good about myself. It's tough to do, but
it
I'm
is.
Proud.
Mm-hmm. At what point? Absolutely
there's,
right.
There's a hole in the. There's always a band. There's a hole in the band. Like from the band to the next part, I'll throw it away. But even then, sometimes I'll fold it back up and stick it back in there.
Yeah, it's fine.
I know it is, but this is so stupid.
That's because you're always digging down the back of your pants.
No, the band.
Yeah, I know. There's a band on the back of the pants, too.
Yeah.
I know I've got underwear that's at least 15 years old and still in decent shape, because I don't wear it that often.
Well, yeah, yours doesn't get as much money.
I don't wear boxers. I hate boxers.
And there's some underwear.
So my penis
boogie's
pushes,
gotta hang.
Mine pushes through mine. My penis pushes
might
through
like
my
to have the, have this too, where it's just the
boners will wear it out.
That's working out underwear.
You and Bush have
right. That's designated underwear. We just wear that when we sweat.
I actually wash my underwear.
Yeah, the sweat wick and stuff. You need that. Yeah.
I'm not ripping it off.
I'm not allowed to. But we did come up with a different system now. Christy will wash the laundry. And if it's mine, she'll just put it in the hamper, and then I put it away. That way, I don't have to say, where the hell's it? Where the hell's that?
Plus, you're not five. You put your own underwear away.
I know, but she used to put it away for me, and then I would get mad because I couldn't find it. And then I would try to ask nicely, do you have any idea where? Then it turned in, where the hell's my? So she said, just put it away yourself. I said, well, that's a good system. Because I know where it's supposed to go. Yeah.
And then she politely tried to say F you, and it came out, well, why don't you put it away yourself?
Yeah.
Boogie. Has she started calling you Boogie yet?
No. Right. And she won't.
Yo, what do you mean?
And she won't.
I thought the question was, has she stopped?
Yeah.
Has she stopped now calling that it's out, Boogie?
I blame the immigrants for Todd's Boogie nickname.
Look at him.
Yeah.
There's reports. Reminded me of that old Augie Smith joke that he used to do about the condoms where they're like locked up. And he's like, what do you say? Like the people that steal the condoms are the people that you want to have the condoms.
Thank you.
Right.
Yep.
There's reports that Adam Schefter's time at ESPN is going to be over. His contract is up in the summer of 2022. People are reporting that Caesars Sportsbook wants him. Other sportsbook reportedly very interested in hiring him.
They got cash, but you also don't have the your recognition goes away a little more.
Well, here's the thing:
more people are watching him on those. I understand betting's huge, but that's a whole separate thing.
That was my question with the story: is why who's going to see him? If
nobody,
he works
I'm
for
not going to see. They're going to pay him a fortune, but they're not going to see him.
Right. No.
Here's the difference:
what? We all know like Brent Musburger is working,
and I don't
in Vegas, but you never see him anywhere.
Yeah, it's a niche thing.
Right,
it's like
unless
a pseudo retirement,
really niche,
really into that gambling scene, right. You probably don't watch a lot of Brent Musburger.
It is being reported that these places, these sports books, are looking to expand outside of just taking bets. They want to get away from being strictly sports books to full-fledged sports media entities. Well, so they're switching their focus.
Yeah, but you know what? It's tough to beat the mothership.
Absolutely.
How many times when you want regular sports, do you ever go to FS?
No.
Never.
None.
Once in a great while, I will flip over to watch Coward a little bit when I'm about to go to bed, or I'll watch, but that's it. I don't, the rest of the day, it's just so automatic ESPN. And Fox has spent a fortune hiring a lot of people. Skip Bayless, all those guys are making a fortune over there, and they're still not stealing a bunch of viewers.
Well, and when you already work for one of the two or three most recognizable brands in the world, it doesn't matter where you go, your profile is going to drop.
Oh, my God.
And here's another thing, though, for
and by the way, we've seen the Adam Schefter thing. If he has to move, he ain't going to, because he's pussy whipped as hell.
Oh,
the real sports bit.
Oh yeah,
he married a 9/11 widow.
Oh,
and
yeah.
he lives in that dude's house.
He still refers to it as Joe. That's Joe's house, because that was
lives in that dude's house.
Ex-husband.
And that dude and she keeps the last name, and the daughter keeps the last name of the guy that died in one of the buildings. He was an office guy. He wasn't a fireman either.
Yeah. He's just like, did you see what the Browns are doing?
If you watch it,
who cares, like, Adam?
To me, Adam Schefter is just a big puss.
Schefter's not making this move without her approval.
Oh, and that would be going to Vegas. Yeah. You're not working in New York in that situation.
You're at least
somewhere
back
out
and
there.
Forth a
right,
lot.
Right.
Or, you know, maybe you can finally get out of Joe's house. Instead of having to refer to it as Joe's house. But, he didn't seem like, he seemed brainwashed.
Oh, it was weird.
Yeah.
I didn't understand it either.
I think he comes across as a bit odd anyway.
Yeah.
Oh, sure.
Yeah,
well,
he's a quirky dude.
Total geek. Total geek, yeah.
Yeah,
he reminds me of the geek who you marry the first thing that you bang.
Well, it kind of was.
Yeah.
But he also is one of the, I mean, at this point, he wields a lot of power.
And he makes a lot of money.
In the sports broadcasting world.
He does.
Right. And ESPN's going to try to match it, I'm sure.
Apparently, that doesn't translate to his personal life.
No.
He hasn't taken charge of that.
But, I mean, I got to think ESPN's paying him a pretty good amount of money.
This computer messed up again. You got to continue, Craig.
Ah. Oh, yeah. I would guess he's probably one of the higher
paid. I can't do that.
You figure he's a... No, that's a question.
Oh, cuck.
Oh.
Yeah. No, not so much. What it looked like to me was I will say Joe. He had a baby with this other lady and everything like that. But it's just, and she even came off like, no, he's mine and I rule the house.
And he can never move. You can't leave Joe's house.
No.
I guess not.
We might be sounding harsh.
No,
if you watch that, any grown man would watch that and go, dude, you're a little pussy whipped.
Well, the guy that did the story, John Frankel, is also, he married a 9/11 widow.
But he ain't that pussy whipped.
He's not under her thumb.
No.
I think she actually took his name.
Yes.
And they moved to a different house. They might have moved to John's house. But apparently, you know, they bond because of that.
That was a weird story, I thought. Couched in
they're friends because they're both married to 9/11 widows?
Right.
Well, Schefter called him when he said, what's it like to marry a 9/11 widow?
Yeah. He wanted to know what he was getting into. So
like, pretty sweet.
He reached out to John Frankel.
He probably said, whatever you do, get your own house. I can't do that.
Right.
Whatever you do, make sure she takes your name. Well, I can't do that.
Man, these 9/11 widows. Something else.
Yeah, so if you haven't seen the story, don't yell at us, because any grown man's going to go, oh, man, you're
really?
You're so pussy whipped, man. All right. Come on back. But good luck for him.
Yeah.
He's making a ton of money, and he does a great job what he does. He goes to Sportsbook, though. Caliendo ain't doing his voice anymore.
Oh, no.
No.
But he'll never be Joe.
He's already dumped Gruden off his
puppet. Caliendo's losing voices left and right here.
Yes, he is. Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.